Hold on. Last item, I believe, is 921, correct? That's our last item?
Yes.
Okay, let's go for it.
Amend Portland renter additional protections to correct the inadvertent exemption of the 90-day notice requirements.
Colleagues, Commissioner Udaly is out of the office this week, and she asked me if I would introduce this item in her absence. I'm happy to do that. Before I invite her staff up to answer any questions council has, I'd just like to share a few talking points about what this item does. In February, the council, as you'll recall, approved relocation assistance to tenants that received no cause eviction or a rent increase more than 10%. During that council session, the council added amendments to create further exemptions for certain landlords, but also inadvertently exempted landlords from mandatory 90-day notice requirements. This amendment corrects that inadvertent exemption. I also want to thank our relocation working group. I had the pleasure of meeting with them was that Thursday or Friday? Friday, thank you. Friday, all the days are blending together now, and they've been reviewing changes to our policy. This group includes landlords, realtors, nonprofits, and housing advocates, and they've taken the time they need to make sure that changes are being properly vetted. By taking our time to be thorough while also engaging different perspectives, the relocation group is helping us to get it right. I'll turn this over to Jamie Duhamel to answer any specific questions you may have on this item. I want you to know that this item in particular has been vetted both with the RELO committee as well as the Portland Housing Advisory Commission. We received very few comments back. The few we did were positive. Jamie, I don't know if you have more to say.
I just want to clarify, because it's probably confusing about why this is coming now, wasn't part of the package that was originally introduced by the technical advisory group. I received an email about 3 weeks ago from Christina Dirks from the Legal Aid Services. She's also part of the Relocation Technical Advisory Group, and she had just been meandering over the code, as housing advocates tend to do, and realized that the way she was reading the language basically said that anyone who wanted to issue a 90-day notice for a 5% increase or a no-cause eviction would also be exempted. That would be the owners who only have single rental units, as well as those who are on sabbatical for up to 3 years. She asked what my interpretation was. I sent that on to Lisa Gramp, our city attorney who works on our housing issues, and she confirmed that indeed that is the way that the language read. And I asked her to make a quick fix to the language, and that's where we're at.
Okay. Any questions, colleagues? Please call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry, is there any public testimony? 1 minute. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, I'm totally against all of this that we're doing today. I'm totally against the relocation fees. I'm totally against the outrageous numbers that they're trying to charge landlords. I'm totally against the tenant shall have 6 months from the effective date of rent increase to either pay back the relocation assistance or remain in the dwelling unit. What you're going to have is you're going to have some very smart tenants getting that money and not paying it, going into on their agreement, not following their agreement. And you're going to have a lot of landlords sitting there having to then go back into court, spend all this additional money. This wasn't very well thought out. And again, we shouldn't be stepping on the toes of the landlords. We need to be giving more incentives for the developers to keep building, 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 and building more inventory. That's how you're going to get lower rents. That's how you're going to maintain lower rents. Not this. This is going to upset the landlords. It's going to work against us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please, any further questions, colleagues? Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is a very simple fix that actually says now what council intended. Thank you for your work, Jamie. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. We are adjourned. There is no council session this afternoon or Thursday of this week.